Those comments are being mocked by Republicans today, and they're getting two Pinocchios from Washington Post fact checker Glenn Kessler. She had worked for both George McGovern, you know, and Jean McCarthy. She was actively against the war in Vietnam. Why on earth would she go to a Marine recruiter in 1975? It doesn't make sense.
With all due respect, Andrea, why on earth are we talking about this?
Well, because she brought it up in New Hampshire the other day. If she hadn't brought it up, well, it would not be an issue in this campaign. I think the point is just, did this happen? You have a presidential candidate, the front runner in the Democratic Party, saying something happened, which is quite strikingly dissonant to people who knew her back then.
I just find it really unreasonable, Andrea. I mean, do we need every single experience in a person's life to be written in stone and blood and very verifiable? There are things that happen to people all across America that can't be verified. And I know your next question is going to be about Ben Carson. And I think, quite frankly, the same goes for stories about Ben Carson.